Have you ever thought about coming and having your worship be based not on what you like or what you get, but just coming and saying, God, what do you need today? I just want to tell you how awesome you are and how much I love you, God. Did you ever think that God might be a little down today? After all, His most prized creation is killing themselves, killing each other, battling against each other. Don't you think maybe God just wants to throw up His hands sometime? Things like this morning with that little 9-year-old girl. It happened last week, but I heard about it this morning on the news. What happened if we would come to worship and say, God, what do you need today? How can I be a blessing to you? How do we bless God? What gift do we have that God has given us? And when we serve other people with that gift, guess what we're doing? We're blessing God. Do you hear that? When we come to worship and we give ourselves in that moment, we are blessing God. Because see, God created people who don't have to do that. We are free to make the choices that we make. Whenever I come to worship, and those few times when I actually can do that, honestly, those few times when I actually can do that, I receive a word every time from God on a direction in my life or my family's life. I receive a word that is so powerful. It may take me a day or maybe even a week to figure out that, to think about that, but I always get it. You see, we should prepare ourselves for corporate worship. I kind of worried the folks in the 8:20 service today because I said that's why I like the fact that the 10 o'clock service has Sunday school before it. Because Sunday school hour is a preparation for worshiping God. And see, unless they, and some of you that don't go to Sunday school, unless you purposefully sit down and prepare your heart and mind and soul to worship God, you're not going to get as near as much out of it as those days that you do. And the thing is, as a preacher or as a person that's out here in front, I can feel it. I can feel the difference when people prepare themselves to worship God. Well, quickly, be a contagious Christian. Thus says the Lord to you, do not fear or be dismayed at this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but who? This battle is not for you to fight. Take your position, stand still, and see the victory of the Lord on your behalf, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, and the Lord will, what? See, you have to take a position before you can take a stand. You have to take a position before you take a stand. All of us need to take a position and then stand strong, letting God fight the battle. When we make worship a priority in our life, we hear God's voice and become enthusiastic in our life walk. Wait, enthusiastic? Guess what? Enthusiastic comes from these words, enthos, meaning in God. In God. You see, each day our worship should be enthusiastic. It should be in God, especially when we have corporate worship. There's no way we should stand or sit lifeless during worship. There is no way. We should be enthusiastic. You know, I pray for the day, and I'm celebrating ahead of the time whenever I have to turn around and say, okay, folks, settle down a little bit. We'll get there, and I'm telling you ahead of time, so we can celebrate together. I'm serious. I celebrate that day when we can just allow ourselves to be whoever God created us to be in worship. And I have to turn around and say, okay, guys, let's make sure we stay focused here. And the only reason why I'd say that is because I feel like I'm getting out of control. No, seriously. I praise God for that day when that happens. So, you see, what happened to Luke in the Majestic? She was asking him to play this classical song, wasn't she? But that classic song wasn't on Luke's heart, was it? You see, how many times do we force people to do something that is not what is on our hearts. And we wonder why things are so boring. But what happened when Luke expressed his joy of the talent that he had, not even remembering where it came from? What happened? What did the people do? Huh? They started celebrating, didn't they? They didn't think about it. They didn't say, oh, what's Mary going to say? I don't know what I should do. You know what I mean? They celebrated. It was spontaneous, wasn't it? It was spontaneous because he enthusiastically shared. You see, when we do worship with enthusiasm, we gain new resolve to be able to stand strong because we hear God saying, don't back down. Don't compromise. Don't quit. Stand, for the battle does not belong to you. The battle belongs to who? God, the Lord.